that amongst the greatest crimes that a human being can commit is disobeying their parents. This is the fundamental teachings of Islam. Amongst the fundamental teachings of Islam is kindness to the neighbors. Is kindness to the neighbors. The Prophet said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Wallahi, which means he is taking an oath by God. He is making God testify, meaning God a witness. By God, Wallahi, he is not a believer. Wallahi, he is not a believer. Wallahi, he is not a believer. The person whose neighbor is not safe from his mischief. The person who is mischievous and annoys his neighbor cannot be a believer. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad said that the angel Gabriel, Jibreel, the angel Gabriel, used to come down and tell him so much about the rights of the neighbors that the Prophet Muhammad thought that it was going to be revealed to him that the neighbors would share in the inheritance. The Prophet said, a believer is not the one whose stomach is full while his neighbor is hungry. These are the fundamental teachings of Islam. Justice, to be just, even against yourself, even against your family, even against your tribe or your nation, be just. Justice, in fact, is one of the foundation pillars of Islamic society. To the extent that if the people are Muslim, they're Muslim, but they are not just, Allah will not support them. And if the disbelievers, the people who are not Muslim, they are just, even if they are disbelievers, God will support them. Because Allah favors the people who are just, even if they are disbelieving, over the nation that is unjust, even if they are believing. Because the sunnah of God in this respect, in the establishment of strength in the land, is upon justice. So from amongst the fundamental teachings of Islam is to be just. I will want to tell you one story about to give you an example of the justice. And please, I don't think anyone could find in the history of the world today or from before an example like this. There was an Egyptian who was whipped by the general who entered the Muslim armies, entered into Egypt, and they opened Egypt for Islam. There was one general, his name was Amr. He was from a high and noble family of the Arabs. As he was riding on his horse, there was an Egyptian Christian who stood in his way and he whipped him with his crop, you know, with his the horse, the stick they used to make the horse, he whipped him with it. So this person, this Egyptian Christian, he said, I have heard of the justice of Umar ibn al-Khattab, the caliph, the leader of the Muslims. Umar was one of the close companions of Prophet Muhammad. And he was the second rightly guided caliph of the Muslims. So this man, he said, I have heard the stories of the justice of Umar. So I will go and I will seek justice. So he traveled from Egypt to Mecca. And at the time, the same Egyptian, the same general was actually had returned and he was making tawaf around the Kaaba and Umar was sitting nearby. So this Egyptian came to him. He said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, O leader of the believers, this general of yours whipped me with his crop and I did nothing wrong. I want justice. So Umar ibn al-Khattab, he called this man. He's a general of the Muslim army who has liberated Egypt for Islam. He is a noble man from amongst the nobility of the Arabs. So he calls him, he says, O Amr, is this true that you whipped this man? So Amr looked at him, he said, yes, I whipped him, so what? So Umar took his stick, he gave it to this Egyptian, he said, whip him as he whipped you. And the man said, no. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. I testify there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is His messenger. And he became Muslim. This was the type of justice that was to be found amongst the Muslims. This was the type of justice to be found amongst the true believers. Could we find a story like that today? Could we find an incident like that today?